WTOP 1022.
Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III is having surgery this morning on a torn ligament and to determine if there's any other damage to his ailing right knee. Orthopedist James Andrews reportedly is doing a total reconstruction on RG3's knee. To talk more about this type of surgery and the recovery involved, we've reached out to Dr. Christopher McGee, orthopedic surgeon at Washington Adventist Hospital. Dr. McGee, thanks for joining us this morning on WTOP. Now, obviously, we know that you are not RG3's doctor, but we at least wanted to get a medical professional to give us some insight on this type of surgery and obviously the long recovery that follows it. And I guess the first question I have, knowing that Robert Griffin III has had an ACL repair before, how does that complicate things as they go back in today to repair his knee again?
On what they find when they look inside there. In order to fix the lateral collateral ligament, the ligament on the outer side of his knee, that will probably require an open operation. But they'll also evaluate the knee arthroscopically by looking inside through little holes. And if the ACL is torn, again, then they're going to have to address that with a new ACL graft.
So they'll take the graft from the other knee?
No, the way that they typically do that, there are a number of different ways to do it. Sometimes you can use a tendon from the patient's same leg, and sometimes they'll use what they refer to as an allograft, which is tissue that's taken from a cadaver, and that's utilized to take the place of the ACL.
Now, we know each case, each individual case is quite a bit different depending upon the extent of the injury and, of course, the physical condition of the patient. But we are hearing a recovery period of 6 to 8 months for RG3. Does that sound like that is on target with what you would anticipate for this kind of surgery?
Well, that's pretty standard for an ACL reconstruction, and the same would be true if they had to reconstruct the lateral collateral ligament. Usually we don't like to have people jump or twist for at least 6 months after the ligament reconstruction, and it would certainly take at least that long to get muscle strength back as well.
Does it make any difference for somebody like RG3, who is considered an elite athlete, versus the regular run-of-the-mill person who perhaps isn't as athletic, perhaps not as young?
Well, you know, the muscles will be in better shape in a professional athlete and somebody who's in good shape. But the ligaments don't know the difference. The ligaments don't know if somebody's an elite athlete or not. And no matter what, it still is going to take about 6 months for the ligaments to heal up and to be firmly attached to the bone.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about returning to form? Of course, many people are hoping that they see a success story similar to Adrian Peterson of the Vikings, who was able to come back and have a phenomenal season. But given that RG3 has had a repair to the same knee before, are the prospects for a strong and full return to the field, how much is that compromised, and what would you anticipate?
Well, it's difficult to say, you know, obviously without looking inside there, but it's not unreasonable to expect that he would be able to get back to a full recovery if he's given enough time to recover from this.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you, Doctor. We appreciate your insights.
Thank you.
Dr. Christopher McGee, an orthopedic surgeon at Washington Adventist Hospital.